This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. I try to appreciate little things. I do not want to be a person that takes things for granted. One thing I appreciate are dung beetles. You heard me right, dung beetles. Why would I ever appreciate a dung beetle? From the start, you need to know that I do not have a dog. I don't have anything against them. I just don't want to take on the responsibility of taking care of them at this time in my life. Yet, I find it interesting that I find dog deposits all over my yard. Thus, I have to watch everywhere I step. I know some of you would raise a fuss, but I'm glad that we have them because they let us know whenever there's an intruder in the neighborhood, such as the UPS or FedEx man. So I take the good with the bad. So back to the dog deposits. I used to get a shovel and promptly remove them, but I've noticed that if I would just be patient that the little dung beetles would come, roll the poo into little balls, and bury them in the ground. I am told that they will lay their eggs in the poo and will hatch their young ones. So instead of getting irritated, I just let them do the work for me. I have also learned to appreciate many other things in life as well. I believe that appreciating what one has and learning to be content frees one from being jealous and envious towards others, their talents, or their possessions. Christians know that these attributes are not a part of a Christ-like character. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 19 through 21, he says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders." It is interesting that God ranks jealousy and envy with adultery and murder, don't you think? Why is jealousy and envy so bad? First, because they are doorway sins by which other sins come in. Cain envied his brother's approval whenever God accepted Abel's sacrifice and not his. Envy led to anger, and anger led to murder. If we are not careful, jealousy and envy will move us to even greater sins. Second, jealousy and envy are destroyers. Not only do we see Cain killing Abel, but we see Joseph's brother selling him into slavery because they were envious of their father's love. They saw the coat of many colors, and they set their hearts against Joseph. King Saul sought to take David's life after hearing the song of the women as they returned from battle. They sang, "Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s." This was too much for Saul to bear, and he eyed David from that point. Third, jealousy and envy do such great damage because they take our eyes off of God. Cain, Joseph's brothers, and Saul had to have taken their eyes off of God to have done what they did. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." We cannot be a faithful Christian and allow jealousy and envy to reign in our lives. How do we overcome these destructive characteristics? By learning to appreciate what we have. I may not have the biggest house, but I have room for me and my family. I may not have the latest model truck, but it's paid for. I may not have the highest paid salary, but I have enough money to eat and to pay my bills. I may not have the latest clothes, but I'm not naked. With all that I do have, I look up to heaven and say, "Thank you, God, for what you've given to me." I like Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, which says this, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." If you ever want to overcome jealousy and envy, learn to appreciate what you have, even the little dung beetles. That's all I have for right now, And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.